ready.
Thank you. Good morning. We're going to open up the House Special Committee on Budget, the Subcommittee on General Government and Transportation Economic Development. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2005. It is 8:37, and we're in hearing room H174. Today we're going to begin by having a work session on House Bill 5108, Department of Revenue.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5108 will be the House budget bill for the Department of Revenue. As you know, it came out of the joint committee that we sat on. Amendments, changes were made to that budget. In addition to the changes made at that time, the House Budget Committee chair has stipulated for 3% general fund reduction for services and supplies capital outlays. That amounts to an additional reduction to the Department of Revenue's budget by $836,397. I have attached all of the detail for you, and you have my recommendation is to amend House Bill 5108 to become the budget bill of the Department of Revenue with a general fund appropriation of $135,609,949 and other funds expenditure limitation of $28,993,814 as shown as your detail. And this reflects the House Budget Chair's adjustment. And we're also recommending approval of the performance measures that were previously approved by the Joint Committee.
You want to do the performance measures all together?
If we could.
All right. Mr. Chair, then I would move that we adopt LSO's recommendations on both the performance measures and on the budget relative to House Bill 5108.
Representative Avakian moves the LFO recommendation on House Bill 5108, including the performance measures. Any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so moved.
We'll need a carrier.
I guess that would be me.
I want to reserve the option for Representative Krupp to vote on that as he comes in. I'm going to close the work session now on 5108 and open the work session on 5109.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 5109 will become the House budget bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs. This was passed out of the Joint Subcommittee on Transportation Economic Development with certain adjustments, just a modest adjustment for the PERS rate. We have this one again would have the House Budget Committee chairs 3% reduction for services and supplies. That general fund reduction amounts to $7,030. Also, we didn't have the change in the Attorney General rates when we first did this bill, so I've included that rate reduction here for that additional general fund savings of $1,129. So our legislative fiscal office recommendation is to amend House Bill 5109 to become the budget bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs with a general fund appropriation of $2,400,721 and other funds expenditure limitation of $37,924,816. Also recommending approval of the performance measures that were approved by the Transportation Economic Development Subcommittee. They were acknowledging that the department would be developing some new ones and coming back to the Audit Committee to report on that before the next legislative session.
I'm sorry, another point of order. Do we need a separate motion on the amendment first, or may we do all together?
If you move my recommendation, it is to both amend the bill and then to move it out, I think.
Then, Mr. Chair, I will move that we adopt LFO's recommendation first on the amendment to House Bill 5109, then to the performance measures, and then to House Bill 5109 as amended.
Representative Avakian moves LFO's recommendation to amend House Bill 5109 to become the budget bill for the Department of Veterans Affairs, and also to I lost my comment space here. And to move the performance measures and to have them work on those during the interim and to report to the Joint Legislative Audit Committee on those measures. Okay. It's a rough summary, but can we live with that? Thank you. Any discussion? Any opposition? Seeing none. So we're going to close the work session on 5109.
And who will carry this one?
Do you want to carry this one as well? Just sure. A good one to carry.
I'll put me down for both of them.
That's kind of a good one.
Okay. These will be scheduled for the House full Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
Any other issues before the committee?
No, sir.
Nope.
So, with that said, then we're going to close the General Government and Transportation and Economic Development House Special. What is this? The House Special Committee on Budget, General Government and Transportation and Economic Development.
Anne-Marie, right again.
She was commenting on.